Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Paul Skeens is going to win his first Cy Young Award around 8 o'clock tonight, I think, is when the announcement gets made at the GM meetings that are going on right now out in Vegas. And that's cool. And I'm sure when that happens, you'll see on social media a bunch of his highlights again and people praising him. And Pirates will send out a tweet. And people will also in baseball send out like all his individual
historical
accomplishments
comps,
and all that
like
stuff,
where he slots in through 2 years. This is how great this guy actually is.
Yeah, and it's all bittersweet for us because he's
borrowed time.
Yes, but I was going to say, not only is it bittersweet because we know that reality, that he's not going to sign an extension and be here beyond his current deal, but it's also bittersweet because they haven't won anything. And he's exceeding expectations, which is hard to believe.
And they are actually not even close to winning anything. Yeah, they're objectively one of the worst teams in baseball.
So this article in the Newark Star-Ledger about Paul Skeens from today is wild. Title of the article, Skeens has a Yankees dream. Trust me, teammate says. And Pirates, quote, understand it. So the writer here, Randy Miller.
He's not like a random fake guy on Twitter. He's got an actual...
He goes to the GM meetings in Vegas to ask Ben Cherington about his scoop. This is not a former Pirates teammate. This is a current Pirates teammate who recently spoke with NJ Advanced Media, told the outlet that Skeens has, quote, no confidence the Pirates are ever going to win, and he's hoping for a trade well before he can become a free agent after the 2029 season. All right.
Trust me, he wants to play for the Yankees. I've heard him say it multiple times, quoted teammate.
Do you find any of that to be all that far-fetched?
No, I don't. I do not.
No confidence the Pirates are ever going to win. And his preference would be to get out of here before his 6 years are up with the team.
I do not find that hard to believe.
Everything he has said publicly is the opposite of that. He's expressed confidence in Ben Cherington building a team. He's expressed confidence in the teammates that he has here and their ability to get it done and play better. And, you know, even after Derek Shelton was fired, he made it seem like it was their faults for it. Like,
we got him fired.
Yeah.
We've got to play better. If we had played better, he'd still be here today. Yeah.
But I think most Pirates fans, if they put themselves in Paul Skeens' shoes, could imagine themselves or think about themselves saying something very similarly. What has this team shown to make me believe that I'm going to win here? Get me as quickly as possible to a team that I can win with. The guy is obsessed with winning. He won a college baseball national championship. That was one of the reasons why he transferred. He wanted to obviously improve his stock for the draft, but he also wanted to be on a really good team. He's watched one offseason where the Pirates did next to nothing. The biggest move they made was the Spencer Horwich trade, which ended up working out because Luis Ortiz looks like he might be put in jail for the next
60 years.
60 years, but he knows the Yankees are going to spend and they're going to try to win.
That's what the Yankees do. That is in their DNA.
I think
it's very believable just because I think all the stuff he says where it's conciliatory or it's, I have some confidence, you know, I hope when the time comes we make the moves we need to make. He's really well media trained. Like, he's not careless enough or cavalier enough or whatever if he is feeling a certain kind of way to go out there and just blast the team publicly. This is the way that I always assumed if he was, like, hugely unhappy with the direction of the franchise and with ownership.
Yeah.
This is absolutely the way I imagine something like this would come out.
I'm trying to think now, who currently on the Pirates?
Well, everyone speculated IKF, but because it's not a current teammate, he gets ruled out.
Yeah, it says according to a Pirates teammate. It's somebody on the team now. Who on the team?
Henry Davis.
Has either New York connections or... you know, played for the Yankees.
Or would just randomly reach out and talk to
or is from, or maybe is from that area, you know, is like a New Jersey, New York guy. Well, you're right. Henry Davis is from like north of New York City, right?
Henry Davis grew up in Bedford, New York, Fox Lane High School. I believe that's north of the city.
He doesn't strike me as a guy knowing his very mercurial personality, though, that would go tell
mercurial. He's the least mercurial person I've ever seen. He's just like blasé about everything.
He's kind of a hard ass,
but he's also Skeens' personal catcher.
But I can't.
And I feel like
he'd have a relationship with him, but would he go tell somebody? Like, would he make those kind of inflammatory comments about...
What if he feels like the Pirates have screwed him up?
Well, so that's a good point.
So he's like, I'm gonna light this wick. He's one name I would think about if it's somebody who would have any connection to that area. Yeah, Bedford's in Westchester.
Mike Burrows is from Connecticut.
Close enough, might as well be.
He doesn't really strike me as someone that's got like an axe
to
grind
with the Pirates. You gotta think of who has any kind of local ties to New York and who would be somebody on the team that presumably Paul would be talking to frequently away from baseball.
Or somebody who would have played there. Like Kat knows New York writers because they were in the Yankees or Mets clubhouse.
Rafael Flores.
Man, that would be, you want to talk about, you're with the Pirates for 5 minutes and you are able to learn that about Skeens? Come on, I don't think so. Dennis Santana?
Flores says
he played for the Mets.
Flores
and Yankees.
Says that he'd love to play for the Yankees, and frankly, so would I. Please take me back there.
Santana played for both New York teams. We've seen him fly off the handle. He went into Detroit and slapped a fan in the face.
I'm working through the rest of the names here, Pony.
It's not a long list, man.
No.
Holderman played for the Mets, right?
Holderman.
He played for the Yankees.
Holderman played for the Mets.
I thought he played for the Yankees.
No.
Oh, no, he was in their minor league. Yeah, forget it.
It's a very short list of guys. Because, like, I'll just throw a name out there. Brian Reynolds wouldn't feel comfortable telling a reporter from New Jersey this, like, he wouldn't want to just bare his soul about Paul Skeens' frustration with the Pirates. The Davis thing is interesting. You're right. Like, if he thinks the Pirates have kind of screwed him over.
Could be Big Tim Mazza.
He knows Skeens, obviously, closely.
I think
Mazza's gone. He's a free agent, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's got to be current teammate. I'm not sitting here. We're playing detective. This should all be understood as this is us just playing the speculative game. I am not accusing it. But if you made me guess who's leaking this to a Newark Star Ledger or whatever it is, NJ.com reporter now, I would guess it's the guy that is essentially his personal catcher.
And is disgruntled, potentially.
Who's from that area, and who might feel like, after being the first overall pick in a draft, that a franchise that does not exactly beat the rap for doing the right thing with first overall picks or draft picks in general, might be a little bit, you know, harboring some animus towards those people.
Charrington dismissed Skeens' desire to play for the Yankees, but then he said, I understand
it. I do dismiss it, but I understand it was the quote he got.
What we're going to focus on is just how do we win games with him in a Pirates uniform. Then he said, I have a ton of respect for the Yankees, but we'll just focus on what we need to do. More tea from this anonymous Pirate. Skeens grew up a big Angels fan. He's talked about going to the Arizona Fall League when he was 9 or 10 and getting Mike Trout's autograph there. I used to think Anaheim was where Skeens wanted to go.
But they're kind of a dumpster fire of a franchise in their own way.
Yeah, if he wanted to go back to Southern California and play for a winner, he'd pick the Dodgers or Padres. He wouldn't pick the Angels. The Angels have a longer playoff drought than the Pirates
I know a Dodgers fan who, whenever this person texts me, refers to him as future Dodgers ace Paul Skeens. Likes to do that just to be a jerk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I don't know.
Is he wrong?
No. I mean, Davis is my guest, Donnie. You got a better one? If this is all legit.
Whoa, time out, actually. Uh-oh. I think we got to start over here. I just read Randy Miller's biography.
Uh-oh.
Randy is a native of Gannett, Pennsylvania, a city 25 miles east of Pittsburgh, and has been writing about sports since age 15 when he was covering high schools and Pitt football for the Gannett News Dispatch.
Donnie, did you tell him this? Is this Westmoreland County stuff happening?
Did you
pose as a teammate?
I actually take it back. Maybe it's not just New York-related guys if this dude is such a connection to the area.
Yeah, but he's based in New Jersey. Is he getting McCutcheon to go on the record and say that? He played for the Yankees.
You know, I feel like I'd have a good theory on this one, Parado. Who do you think is Randy Miller's mole?
You think if we messaged Parado, he would at least give us his best guess?
He's been a big Pittsburgh Pirate, big Pittsburgh Penguins hockey fan since the early 1970s, man. He's going back to the beginning, embryonic years of the Penguins.
It was actually Eric Carlson, Penguins defenseman, posing as a baseball player who said,
have you ever heard of this guy, Donnie?
I've heard of Randy Miller.
He's out your way.
No.
I'm
looking at his Twitter, though.
I've heard of him as a guy whose name pops up when you see a baseball story, get tweeted out or retweeted. I've seen him on there. Greg Brown follows him. He definitely knows who he is.
Yeah. Well, Skeens is going to get the Cy Young, but this is obviously an interesting story here. I don't think it's going to affect the Pirates. They're not going to trade him now because he wants to go to the Yankees. But
isn't the quote from Charrington, I do dismiss it, but I understand it, kind of damning? Yeah, I understand why he'd want to play for a franchise that's way better than us. Yeah. I get it, man.
I'd like to go work for the Yankees, too, if I had the chance.
It'd be great.
See, why now, if he was saying this, why wouldn't he just say the Dodgers from the get-go? Because they're the team that wins things. The Yankees, yeah, they're the
Livy
Yankees.
Livy Dunn has a place in New York City.
I mean, they don't have enough money to have a place in
no,
L.A.?
No, I think she wants to be in New York City as far as, like, furthering whatever career she's got planned for herself. I've read articles about how, like, she's in some, like, Upper West, you know, some very rich part of Manhattan, the extra rich part.
Yeah, I mean,
and she's in, like, a co-op apartment
building or
something. Either place
is pretty advantageous to live.
I know, but she might specifically be like, hey, I would if we have to pick here,
well,
I would rather be
in the
East Coast.
I actually do have a take on this. I think it's possible because he grew up an Angels fan that he just doesn't like the Dodgers. Like, I think people...
Does he like living in California and possibly
playing for a winner?
Guess
the Dodgers can't win them all.
Like,
Didn't Tyler Glasnow say he hated the Dodgers, and then after they won the World Series, said, if you can't beat them, join them?
I don't know. I mean, this guy obviously is going to have his preference of... He could his pick of the litter of the high... of the. You know,
what if he gets traded to the Dodgers and then just says, I'm going to the Yankees after he pitches like a year or two for the Dodgers? You know? I don't know, man. It's just like the Charrington just saying, oh, yeah, I dismiss this, but I also get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.